T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When it's time to party, we will party hard.
All right, two things. One, Jeremy, are you there?
I'm here.
This is the greatest tweet ever, especially before we actually do the segment. Random Bills fan tweeted, "What, Howard? Only XX wins for the Bills? You're a jerk! For heaven's sake, Howard, XX wins for the Bills? You're a delusional homer! Just getting both ready ahead of time so I am prepared." Outstanding tweet. Love it. How you doing, buddy? Haven't talked in a while.
I'm doing okay. I just pulled up an email that gave me odds of Jack Eichel's next team.
Yeah, so, I've got that one here. You know, okay, we'll save it for better or forget it for next week when you're back.
I'd like to thank that email from coming. You're in on Monday, right?
Yeah. Well, as far as I know. Something changes, let me know.
I'm on vacation. Leave this week, and I'm here for Pick the Bills. But you're in on Monday?
I'm in all next week. Yes, yes.
I would wear protective gear.
You're going to be that fired up, huh?
We'll see what happens when we get to Monday. Well, but I've got some time.
Whoa, wait.
I've got some time.
All right, so see, I'm thinking you're telling me Eichel's being traded before Monday.
No.
Don't scare me like that.
No.
All right.
Wear protective gear.
Sorry, just spit on the windscreen.
I was on the golf course yesterday with Nate. We had a great round of golf. I watched Nate hammer the ball.
It's not what Nate said.
Like
Nate said he was cursing like a lot on the golf course yesterday.
I was cursing a lot.
But I saw something along the lines of players that want to be here. And So anyway, are you ready to pick the Bills?
Yes,
this is what makes people happy is you picking the Bills.
Before we do it, there's big news. Pick the Bills is now sponsored.
Uh-oh.
Perfect.
Can you believe that?
Here to stay.
Pick the Bills is presented by Admar Construction Equipment and Supplies. Equipment you need when you need it. So we will construct their record, dare we say, with Pick the Bills.
I love it. Well, it's the first one. Brayton, do we have the Rudy music? Because I feel like the first one of the year.
That's right.
We have to set the stage. Maybe this is someone's first ever Pick the Bills.
What an honor to be here, by the way.
Oh, Nate, I'm glad you're here.
I'm going to vomit. You guys are just killing me. This is my
one.
Friend. Jeremy's supposed to be my friend.
The schedule's out, and we're ready.
All right.
Okay, so fans young and old here, soaking in a new year. For the elders, memories of Howard Picks the Bills past. For some, brand new to this world, their first year on Earth to win this very home. So many firsts.
Goodness.
First smiles. First words. First steps. And first, Howard picks the Bills. It brings families together. It builds families. Baby boom, shmaby boom. You know, most babies are born on Tuesdays. Could it be because of Howard picks the Bills? Listen. This is what we do.
Wow.
This is who we are. This unites us like few other things do. It unites us like eye rolls for Tom Brady, appreciation for Lewis Hamilton, and mockery of the Seattle hockey team's name. In a time of uncertainty, when so many things feel so wrong and so unstable, we are granted this much-needed warm blanket, like the Sabres finishing in last. It is timeless. It is a tradition unlike any other. And this will be the first edition of the 2021 Howard Picks the Bills.
A tradition unlike any other.
Picking the Bills to win the Super Bowl.
Oh my God! You're doing what?
They're the best team in football right now.
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills.
Something's going to be different.
Yeah.
Howard's going to pick the Bills.
Yeah.
And this is going to be different this
time.
All right.
Guns it into the end zone. Intercepted. 2 yards deep in the end zone. Intercepted by Taron Johnson. And he brings it out. He may go all the way. He's at the Baltimore 40. The 30 gets a block at the 20. 10, 5. Touchdown! Touchdown!
Picking the Bills. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just fun.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
So let me get this straight. So
I don't actually know if most babies are born on Tuesdays. So
I was going to ask you about that line. Yeah.
Don't look that up. It's fine. I didn't. Our crack research team just said go with it.
Were you suggesting that when you make me do this, couples get so excited they decide to go make a baby?
I was just going to say that it lifts spirits, okay? People get happy
about it.
It
lifts other things than spirits, apparently.
Yeah, right. All right.
What a show.
It's perfect.
What a show this is. This is.
You know what?
Put that with Paul's little unit. We got a great open.
Oh, you know what? God. Just for that, now you're picking the preseason. Week one at Detroit. What do you think? How do you like it? August 13th.
Jabron Hamden starts. Was that the guy's name? Yeah. Jabron Hamden? Okay, go ahead.
The real question is, the Bills did not get 17 games in primetime. How will they handle the disrespect?
Yeah, you missed that part of the show yesterday.
I was listening. It's fun. I think, honestly, it's a lot of fun. It's fun to hear, you know, Bills fans talk chests puffed out and all that. Okay, Sunday, September 12th, 1 p.m., Highmark Stadium. Walk outside today and you can feel it. It is beautiful.
Smell it.
Out. Yes, it is the temperature. It might be that day. Like those days late in mid-September are awesome. And a home game at 1 o'clock to start the season, just, I mean, holy cow, perfect. I wouldn't have asked for anything else. Primetime, whatever, that's cool. Home to open the season, Pittsburgh Steelers, and that rag-armed quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger.
Great day. Great day to be alive. Great day to be at a Bills game because you know why? You'll be there. People will be tailgating. Knock on wood. 70,000-plus fans. I'm not going to lie, fellas. I'll be watching in my man cave at home. But when they show the stadium and it's packed and the Bills come out of the tunnel and the place is going nuts, I got a feeling I'm going to have a little bit of wet stuff flowing out of the eyes at that point. Oh, are you kidding me? This is a win. The Steelers are dead. Forget it. They're trying one more year with Ben. It's going to be a complete failure, and he'll be gone. That's a win. They're going to beat the Steelers. It won't be close. It's going to be a massive party on opening day.
Who's going to lead the charge? Got to get some good leaders of the charge this year, you know? Someone tweeted Matt Barkley should be leading the charge from whipping the jacket around for the Steelers
he's gotta
game.
He's got to have the jacket. He's got to have the jacket.
He didn't land anywhere, right?
So I know he's
a free agent.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. Win.
Yeah.
And on to Miami, week two. Little disappointed that the Dolphins game is early because so many Bills fans love that game in Miami. And a trip later in the year is, you know, better time to leave town. But either way, at Miami, week two.
First thing that came up in my mind with this game, will there be another thunderstorm delay like there was last year?
Yeah, week two in Miami last year, too. Come on. We know what happened. Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. It's not Stephen Ross. It's Josh Allen. Give me a win. Stephen Ross, right?
They do own the Dolphins. Home week three. I love how many early home games there are. It's so great. Week three, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Washington football team.
You know, Nate made a really good point on the show earlier, and I think he's right, even though we just talked about going to Miami. Or maybe just from those first three home games. Washington should be a tough game because at the very least, I think their defense is going to provide a challenge. Their pass rush is going to provide a challenge. You never know what Fitz is going to do. I'm going to take the Bills to win. I don't think they're going to lose that game at any moment, but I'm just saying that one could be a little closer and sweat that baby out in the fourth quarter kind of game.
All right. Win over Washington. Week four.
Don't waste your time.
The Houston Texans. Maybe a Tyrod revenge game.
Never happening.
Skip right over it.
Never happening. Don't even waste your time.
That Houston's over-under is like 3.5?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
In a 17-game schedule.
I can't even believe how low that is.
What's the line for that game? The Bills are favored by 6 over the Steelers.
I would guess.
11, 12? What are they?
I think it's double digits, yeah.
Yeah, maybe more than that.
Wow. Yeah.
I saw the Bills are expected to be favored, as of today, would be favored in 14 out of 17 games.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. I'll take the Bills there, please.
Bills. 4-0, and here we go. We've been waiting all day for Sunday night. Sunday night football at Kansas City. You know, it's a little disappointing that the Bills play at the Chiefs this year, and the way the schedule will break down, they're going to play at the Chiefs next year too, right? I think Sal was going through the machinations of all this.
Are they playing the AFC West the whole – no, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Are they playing the whole division? They just played them last year.
Or maybe, no, same place finisher, but the way that it works out, I was listening yesterday. Anyway, it all laid out like it felt like the Bills were going to play at Kansas City a bunch of times and never actually here.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
Anyway, Bills at Chiefs, Sunday night football, the 4-0 Bills. I haven't looked at the Chiefs.
We'll assume they're 4-0.
Ooh, I haven't looked at their schedule either.
I think we can assume that.
The Chiefs schedule, I'll just go through it here because we'll find out. The Chiefs go Browns, Ravens, Chargers, Eagles. And that's tougher than the Bills, for sure. The Browns and the Ravens are tough, and the Chargers are no slouch, right? And then at Philadelphia, and then the Bills.
So so the person who tweeted me before the segment picked them 17-0, you coward. Sorry, buddy, I guess I'm a coward. I'll take Kansas City to win the game.
Hmm. All right, loss to Kansas City.
Not inviting that person to my Thanksgiving Day party.
Oh, there goes the perfect 17-0 season.
Yeah, there it goes.
Yeah, it was, I knew we all anticipated that.
Shucks.
At Tennessee, Monday night the following week, just like last year when it went Titans-Chiefs, around these same 2 weeks, Chiefs-Titans this time around, at Tennessee for a Monday night game.
This will be a more enjoyable trip to Nashville than last year's game was. And Bills fans will get to go to Nashville like they did, 2 years ago? I think it was 2 years ago. I'll take a win over the Tennessee Titans, who will take a step back this year.
I agree. I do expect them to take a bit of a step back. Lost a bunch of weapons. The division will be, Jacksonville should be better. Texans should be bad. Indy's good again, probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
Home Miami after the bye. So the Bills go to the bye at 5-1, come home for Miami on Halloween.
McDermott's teams out of the bye are great.
A game on Halloween where we get to wear costumes? Like, that might be cool. Nate, I saw your tweet about Tua.
Did you like it?
Want to deliver it again? It's really good.
It's a good one. Yeah. I wonder if Tua is going to dress up as an NFL quarterback.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that part. Well, I'll follow Nate's advice then, and I'll take the Bills to win that game.
Yes.
Win. Then a fun one at Jacksonville. Be interesting to see, I think it's going to be a win probably every week leading up to it, unless Trevor Lawrence looks like maybe Justin Herbert and has a great start to his career, and maybe we, think about that game a little differently. Just if I'm picking Howard picks the Bills, this is going to be a win for a long time.
I don't see anything changing it. I mean, he'd have to come out of the gate playing great. ETN would have to be a stud, which he could be, by the way. But I don't see how that changes over. So, yeah, put it down as a win and use ink. Not the erasable ink.
Okay. Win. At the Jets.
They use blood, but that's kind of... win.
This one, by the way, has good potential for Bills fans to kind of take over New York. I mean, they're going to be week 10. Sure, they're a young quarterback, but if they get off to a rough start, you know, tickets might be readily available, and it's an easy road trip.
Yes,
so
it is.
So you go win over the Jets.
Yes.
Okay. Week 11. Home Indy.
This is where it gets fun, I think. This stretch of
games. This is a good stretch
of games.
This
is a good stretch.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, Jeremy. This stretch of four games is the gauntlet, if you will, in the schedule, I think. I will throw a little wrinkle in here. I'll say a loss there to the Colts. I'm going to assume.
Oh.
Now that game can flip, obviously, because I'm going to assume this. I think their defense, their defense was good. I think it'll still be good. Their offensive line should still be good. Their running game should still be good. Of course, what's going to happen at quarterback? Rivers was good last year, better than I thought he'd be. Henceforth, they're in the playoffs, and they give the Bills everything they've got. I'm basing that pick on Wentz looking like his former near MVP self in Philadelphia when Reich was part of the coaching staff. If that happens, I will take Indianapolis to win their division and sneak a win out of here in that game.
Okay. By the way, Daryl writes in, Bills and Chiefs, so this is what I was thinking of. If they both finish first, the AFC East plays at the AFC West number ones next year.
Yeah, if they're in the same spot, right. Okay.
Yes, and after that, the Bills are on rotation to play there. So it would be 3 years
correct
in a row.
Correct.
Basically playing out there. So, yeah, okay.
Right, the West Division comes up in 2023, yep. Yes.
Okay, lost to the Colts. Now Thanksgiving Eve. Now, funny thing happened on the way to Thanksgiving. So, am I skipping a year? 2 years ago, the Bills play on Thanksgiving, and it's amazing. Then last year, you had Thanksgiving where maybe you didn't have your full family. We did, the driveway takeout Thanksgiving, right, because people were not supposed to be together. And now it's in New Orleans again, and the Bills are playing again. So, like, quite a stretch of 3 years there, huh? The only drawback is if you wanted to go to New Orleans, this might make it tougher for some of you to justify it because, you know, Thanksgiving's about being home with your family.
Right.
Whatever. 8:20. I am with you, Howard. I don't know if I've ever been awake at 8:20 on Thanksgiving.
I'm really dreading this.
It's going to be fun. Bills at Saints.
Josh Allen's unbeaten on Thanksgiving Day. I don't know if anybody knows that. That's my stat of the day. He's never lost on Thanksgiving. He won't start now. I'll take a win.
Win. Wow. Home, Monday Night Football.
I got a wow out of Nate.
New England Patriots. Have you given much thought to what it'll be like to go 12 weeks without playing New England?
It's weird, huh? Right?
Two
games in the last, you know, month-ish of the season is strange.
Betting who their quarterback will be might be tough.
Mac Jones.
Just because if Newton works well with those two tight ends, I mean, Cam Newton can throw to the middle of the field. They're going to work the middle of the field.
Yep.
I happen to think that Newton does have some football left in him. I mean, he might not have the best arm, but he could very well play well enough for him to keep that job, and I think New England could stay close to the Bills. You have them with two losses at this point. I mean, what are they going to have, more than four?
New England, New England's got some tough games in the beginning of their schedule.
And I mean by now, like – they have four losses. They're still in it. They play you twice. So, you know, to stay in the race, New England has to stay like two games back. Anyway, Monday Night Football, Week 13, home New England.
It's a win, babe.
Win.
Yeah, it's a win. It's a win. We're going to see Belichick maybe blow up on the sidelines again, throw stuff. Yeah, it's a win.
Sunday, 4:25, Week 14. That's a juicy one. I love the Sunday 4:25. It's only one, right?
Yes.
I'm glad it's not a Sunday night game. I like that they get this big window. There's going to be Nance and Romo and Bills at Bucks.
Sorry, I have to throw a loss in here, kids. I'm going to keep that. I'm pretty sure I'll keep that a loss until the season starts, and then Tampa would have to give me a reason to flip that around.
All right, loss. Home, Carolina. This one is the flexi game.
This is a sneaky one.
Oh, yeah,
this
it could a be a Saturday game, right. Why? You're worried about
Carolina's,
Darnold?
Carolina's?
Nah. Okay. Don't sweat it, babe.
Nah.
Take a W.
By the way, Darnold opening against the Jets is awesome.
It might be it is favorite. A great idea. I love that, too.
It might be my favorite opener.
No doubt about it. That's like the NFL with a little you-know-what smile on their face going, let's put the Jets against Darnold, the opener.
Win home Carolina. We don't know the date of that. It could be flexed into like Saturday afternoon. I'd be, you know.
Could be a Saturday night game.
Just like that Denver game. It sounds great.
Yeah.
So I might want them to be competitive enough where that's a possibility. At New England, Sunday 1 o'clock, week 16.
Get the brooms, baby, and sweep away the Patriots.
Sweep?
Sweep the Patriots. Take a win there. Yep. Yeah.
Home Atlanta, week 17.
I'll take a win. I paused because I said I think Atlanta will be better this year.
What about Kyle Pitts going for the touchdown record?
Oh, I forgot.
He's going to have 25 touchdowns.
25?
Yeah.
Do you have him on one of your teams?
Well, too early. Haven't had drafts yet.
Oh, that's right. That's where we're sitting here in May. No, I'll take a win. He will not have 25 touchdowns. Well, the way they covered tight ends last year, maybe he has 25 touchdowns in that game. But I'll leave now. Take a win.
No.
Win.
Can't leave yet.
Yeah, it's week 17.
I should have left before the segment.
More games.
Yeah.
Home Jets.
You know, it'll be a win unless, you know, Nate is starting at quarterback.
In which case,
and I don't mean Sudfeld.
Then doubling down.
I meant Geary. Yeah. So, I'll take a win.
Win. So, for the first time ever, Howard picks a record of 14-3.
Whew, wow. Man. Do I get to keep the job for another day?
The whole week I've been worried about saying the record wrong, and I got it 14-17.
It adds up to 17.
I've been very self-conscious about 17. The record. I saw somebody in the national media tweet out, was it 13-3? Question mark for a schedule? I'm like, no, guy. Come on. Help us out here.
That's why I put the question mark in.
Yeah.
No quarter point, no halfway through with the 8-game mark. All right. I look forward to seeing you Monday. Well, hearing from you Monday. Thankfully, I don't have to wear protective clothing because you're not in the studio with me.
Yeah, you're not gonna rant. I don't rant.
I know. Well, it's off season. Off season. You can now. It's off season.
Mm.
Just wait until Rasmus Ristolainen's protected in the expansion.
and gets a contract extension.
No, I mean if he said Howard, he doesn't want to be here, then he'll be gone. Right? That's how they're gonna do this.
Don't you put that evil on us, Howard? Don't you do it?
Yeah. I'm gonna get even for making me pick the Bills. Thank you, Mr. White. I hope you're enjoying your time off, even though you worked twice with us this week.
And by the way, Jeremy, people are pretty upset we didn't document our outfits,
picture,
which, by the way, were very good. Me and Jeremy were,
you were dressed to the
best
nines?
Dressed on the course yesterday, no doubt about it.
So it was better than your game, the outfit?
It would have been a tie.
You guys did that well together.
There was some good golf out there.
There was some good golf.
There were some good golf shots.
All right.
It was close.
All right.
The one thing is you can count on the style being good. Hit and miss.
Hit and miss. Yep.
All right, sir. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We'll talk to you Monday. Have a good week, rest of the week. Pick the Bills, brought to you by Admar Construction Equipment and Supplies, equipment you need when you need it.